This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And this morning, talking about the Four Chaplains ceremony happening Saturday. Jim Little and Jim Barnett in. The guys, get real close to the microphone. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thanks for having us, Kyle.
Yeah, so, great pleasure.
You bet. So, Jim, and you're both Jim, I just realized that. So, tell us a little bit about how this whole local event began.
Well, thank you, Kyle. This is the Jim and Jim Show. We started doing this over 11 years ago, and this will be the 11th time that we have conducted the Four Chaplains service. That 11 years ago, we were talking about the Four Chaplains about town, and people had no idea what we were talking about. Well, we became concerned about this because both Jim and I, when we were growing up as children, everyone knew what the Four Chaplains was all about. It was about the heroic chaplains who lost their life on the USAT Dorchester over 80 years ago. Matter of fact, this is the 80th anniversary of the sinking of the Dorchester, and we're looking forward to having the service this year, of course, as you mentioned, on Saturday, February the 4th. This is a story that we believe should be told again and again about what has been paid for the freedom and the peace that we enjoy.
You know, it's interesting. I remember quite well, and I don't know how I first came across it, but I remember hearing that story when I was growing up. And it was talked about as, you know, an incredible act of sacrifice and the uniqueness of the situation and the four chaplains coming from different areas of faith, but all having the same idea.
Exactly. And they were described as true heroes during the sinking. They actually gave up their life jackets to others, basically sealing their fate as the ship sank in the cold North Atlantic. This has become a symbol of brotherhood, a symbol that is honored in many ways, and this service is one of those ways of honoring them. They were also honored by our nation, and tomorrow, Friday, on the 3rd, it will actually be the 80th anniversary of the sinking of the Dorchester, and that is actually, it's a national, not holiday, but it's been determined that will be the Four Chaplains Day.
Wow. So, Jim, number two, we'll just go like that. Yeah. Why is this whole thing important to you?
Well, it's pretty important in the fact that it gives credence to what people have done to help the country and do heroic tasks in life that we can use as an example in our own life. All the selfless what things they did. We have what we started. I started because the Legion of Honor that we now use. We've given 50 awards by the time this Saturday is over with, the Legion of Honor presentations to people in our community who have done selfless service and not get paid for it throughout our community, which is what our country started at, you know, people helping people. And so.
And of course, a long list. I mean, among those 50, a lot of well-known people in the community, both in public office, but in the business community and other places too.
Yes, we have our sheriff. There's a commissioner, and many others from all walks of life. It's a unique program that Jim started, Jim number two, with the Legion of Honor. It's a wonderful way to recognize people who go the extra mile of putting self before others.
So what will people experience if they come out on Saturday?
Well, I think that they'll see how we, as Legion of Honor people, why we kind of stick together and do things that help our community. But one thing that's pretty important for us this year is the fact that you had two Protestant, a Catholic, and a Jewish rabbi that went down with the ship. And this will be the first year that we've had representation to play the parts of the four chaplains, two Protestant ministers, a Catholic priest, and a Jewish rabbi.
They will all be there.
They will all be there playing the parts of the four chaplains.
Wow. So you're kind of essentially walking people through part of what took place.
That story will be told of the sinking. There'll be, of course, a candle lighting. There'll be taps. There'll be also, this year we're going to be honoring posthumously Bill Duncan, who's a well-known author and newspaperman. His widow, Ada, will be there receiving his posthumous award.
So that's going to be all beginning at 11:30 on Saturday at Westside Christian. And you moved the location this year. Talk about that.
That's an exciting feature. Jim and I, the service has outgrown itself. We could no longer get enough people into the American Legion post. So Pastor McMichael of the Westside Christian Church very graciously offered his church as the site for this year's service.
All right, so that's going to be happening this Saturday. Anything else you want to tell people about the event?
If folks want to come early, 11:15, Jim has arranged for a movie that'll be shown of the four chaplains. That'll be a 30-minute movie before the service. They are certainly welcome to come and watch that. And as there's no charge. It's free entrance. Everyone's welcome.
All right, Jim Little, Jim Barnett, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Thanks. Always good being here.
Our pleasure.
All right, 8:30, 9 at the Morning Report.